Thanks for calling.
I'm going to stay on the line and speak to
them.
How
can I help you?
Hi, Cheryl. I am Nikki. I'm calling from Best Buy Customer Care. I have a customer on the line, and we would like to go about rescheduling her appointment. Unfortunately, it looks like the driver missed her, and they were not able to come out to make the delivery and installation.
Okay, give me a moment. What is the order number for the customer?
Yes. Well, did you need the regular order number or the external?
The one that starts with 06.
Yeah, so 06FA7E63.
Waiting for that account to load. Give me a moment. What is the customer's first and last name and the address as well?
The account is on Eric Spector, and the address is 443 2nd Avenue, South Naples, Florida, 34102.
Okay, and it looks like the next day is showing. Give me a moment. Bear with me. Okay, it's showing that the next available day is going to be, and they don't have the appliance either, is that correct?
They do. Ma'am? Because I have the customer
right
on the
here.
Line. Yes, so do you have the appliance?
No, you guys are supposed to deliver and install today.
Right, okay.
You're
so it was
to
a delivery.
And I have really big things happening. The
okay.
house is going up for sale. This had to be done. This is messed up.
Yeah.
Okay, the next day is showing the 5th, which is Friday.
No, that's too late. They are coming on Wednesday to photograph the villa.
Wow.
Can you please try to do it tomorrow? That's not fair to me. I've been waiting.
No, ma'am, I don't have that authority to schedule for tomorrow.
There must be someone that has the authority. Where is my merchandise?
I'm not sure, ma'am. This is the customer service department. I can't tell you that information. We're only able to schedule and reach out to the technicians for you.
Okay, this is really not cool. This is bad. This is bad.
Okay, so at this point, so just like I'm sure in their system, our system, we're not able or authorized to make any appointment scheduling unless the system, you know, allows us to. Is there, let me see, is there someone who the customer can speak to that can potentially override it for her or to see if they could help her to get it done sooner? Is there anybody else she could speak to, an escalation somewhere?
At the moment, no, ma'am, because I'm a floor supervisor. We don't have authority. That day is full capacity, blacked out. When we see days like that, we're not able to schedule a customer for that day. The only thing I can do is send over an email to the technician, but I'm not sure if they're going to reach back out to her before tomorrow.
Does the technician have the stuff on the truck right now? Is he still out?
I'm not sure, ma'am. I don't have that information. We only can see your order. I'm not sure how many more other stops he has to do.
Well, I don't know why he didn't come to my house today. I waited all day for a phone call. All day for a phone call. I never got a phone call. And I've been on the phone for over an hour and a half now trying to figure out what happened. So, I mean, I've scheduled the house to be cleaned tomorrow and on Wednesday for it to be filmed. So this is inconveniencing a lot of people. I don't even know where the merchandise is. It was supposed to get delivered and installed today, and I don't know what you're telling me. Where is the guy?
Ma'am, so I was told that he attempted the delivery. He attempted the delivery, but he was unable to reach you. And so then he, you know, he had to reschedule.
I was available the entire day. The entire day I was available. So how are you guys going to help me? Because I need, does the driver have it on the van right now? Where's the stuff?
Well, we don't know that answer. I don't have that answer. We wouldn't have
that
information.
It's your job to find out.
I know. So
I know.
I know. So I understand. So I understand where you're coming from. I'm doing my best to try to find out what the solution on my end I can offer is email the store supervisor who assisted you with setting this up, but because this is through a third party.
No, I didn't do it with the store because I'm not allowed to go in the store. I did it on the phone.
You did this on, over the phone, right. So I would have to, I know you didn't do it at a store, but there's still a store that is appointed to every,
Naples store.
So what I can do is email the store's manager and have them reach out to you. But because this is through XPO, which is a third party, I was referred to contact XPO, have them do the rescheduling. But since you are not agreeing to the day,
I don't know who XPO is.
It's not for you to know. It's not for you to know. I understand. I was just explaining that me on my end at Best Buy, I had to reach out to XPO, which is a third-party company. And being that the soonest time that they could schedule an appointment for you is the 5th, then now we have to go above. So, again, I have to reach out to the store's manager and see if they could work something out for you. That's all that
I
can
really
do at this point.
Really,
and then XPO, ma'am, if you can send an email to somebody that could help, that would be great as well. But at this point, I've hit a wall. I have spoke to maybe 3 different people on behalf of the customer, and I've been in a circle for her. So, so I will go ahead and send an email on my end. But thank you, ma'am.
In the meantime, put in that Friday date because I'm nowhere now. I'm absolutely nowhere. of nowhere.
Did you get that, ma'am? Hello?
I don't even think they would show up on Friday. I mean, this is really, really bad. This is bad. I mean, I have absolutely zero confidence. I mean, I've been in you guys, none. I mean, now I'm like, I can't even believe I bought it from you guys.
So just to confirm, you would like to go ahead and schedule that Friday date, correct?
I have no other choice.
Okay, so
ahead? In the meantime, do that, but you've got to call that manager and get it, delivered tomorrow.
I'm going to email the manager, but in the meantime, can we go ahead and schedule the customer for the Friday?
Yes, ma'am. I have her down for the 5th.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and disconnect the call. We don't have anything else that we need to do. And, ma'am, I'm going to go ahead and email
them to have my cell phone number
okay.
for their driver because that's what must have screwed it up.
Okay.
My husband and I have both been sitting here with our cell phones waiting.
What is the cell phone number?
Well, ask her what number she has. Is the driver calling, her driver?
We have 215-643-5176.
Okay, that is my number in Pennsylvania and my house phone. You were given the wrong number to call.
What is
the
correct number?
215-290-4025.
So I have 215-290-4025. Okay, I did go ahead and get that updated for you. Is it anything else?
What time are you putting it down for Friday?
I can't schedule the time, ma'am. The only thing I can do is get you rescheduled, and the pre-call will go out on Thursday.
And what?
You will receive your pre-call on Thursday.
Okay, Nikki. Okay, thank you. Nikki, are you going to stay on the phone?
Yes, I'll go ahead and stay on the line.
Okay, thank you for calling MXP. Enjoy your day.
Mm-hmm, thank you.
Nikki, can you call the manager for me while we're on the phone at the Naples store right now?
So I can't call. I'm going to have to reach out via email because that's the protocol. So the protocol is I reach out via email, let them know what the situation is. They're going to have to go through XPO, or if we have some other third party that can maybe come earlier, they'll do that. I cannot guarantee anything. I can only request that we send somebody
out. But see, Nikki, you have to understand,
I can't
call the Naples store because answers the Naples store.
Right,
no one
and
picks
that's
up.
Why.
Nobody answers. So I'm nowhere.
I understand.
So are you
going to
call me back tomorrow?
So what's going to have to happen is once we get off the phone right now, I'm going to email the store, and then I'm going to have the store's manager call you back. So
okay.
It won't be me following up. At this point, it's an escalated issue, and a manager will be reaching out to you to let you know if this is something that, you know, if they'll be able to find a time, you know, earlier than the 5th, hopefully for the 2nd or the 3rd. But please keep in mind that I can't guarantee anything because I don't know what they're even able to do at this point. Like, even if it's a manager, you know, at Best Buy, he or she is still going to have to reach out to our third-party services who do the installs and the delivery, right? And then we're going to have to figure out, again, hopefully we can find you something tomorrow or Wednesday, but I can't guarantee it. All I can do is send out a request and just have a manager contact you. I feel your frustration because I'm frustrated on my end as well because I've spoke to several reps, and it just kind of feels like I kind of feel like I've been kind of going in a circle as well with trying to find a solution for you, and I wish that there was more that I could do. Seems like it falls down on the driver because when I pull up the information, I don't even see – not to say that they didn't come, but I don't see the attempt. Usually when there's an attempt for delivery, it's in the notes, and I don't even see that. I'm not saying that they did not make an attempt. It's just that they did not put it in the notes for me to see. Now, they probably noted it on XBO's end, which, again, that would explain why I can't see it. But it's unfortunate that they didn't have the correct call number, because they probably tried to call the other number or the home number that's on file. That's probably what happened. They called the other number that we had and not your cell number. And then because we couldn't reach you, then he just moved on to the next delivery.
Right.
So it was just big miscommunication here, but I'm going to try my best to have our the store's manager reach out to you. And
could you ask him to do it in the morning, please? If, please call me as soon as possible.
Yes.
Could you tell
him,
you just go over the phone number you have for me again?
Sure. Yeah. So I'm going to have them call you at your cell phone number at 215-290. I'm sorry. Is it 215-290-4025?
Yes, that's it. Correct. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. It's no problem. So was there anything else I could help you with before we do disconnect the call?
No, thank you, Nikki.
Yes,
I appreciate it.
Well, it's no problem.
Okay.
Thank you for calling Best Buy. We appreciate your business, and have a good day, ma'am.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.